Fond du Lac County Public Health Department says they have received a report of mumps in a child at a Fond du Lac child care center. A letter was sent to parents last week. Public Health Officer Kim Miller joins us on the show. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right, this happened at the Jesus Little Lambs Child Care. Where's that?
Here in Fond du Lac in the city.
All right, and how did you folks become aware?
We receive reports on specific diseases. We are required to get these reports from primary care providers after they're tested, and then depending on what those results are, we receive the results of those tests as well. So it was via a phone call and or a fax that came in.
All right.
And so based on the results, then we have certain processes that we follow, depending on, you know, how old the person is and where they were located. You know, there's different steps that we take. This case specifically, and there were other places that the child may have been, but one specific place was in the daycare. And so we just work with the daycare, and the daycare has been just amazing, you know, in being able to kind of see different kids, what their all the vaccination, you know, rates are for all the other kids that were potentially exposed, as well as the staff. And so working very well, we have it very well set right now.
Good. This is a confirmed case?
A confirmed case.
And how long ago was this?
July 3rd is when we received that report.
Okay. Was this child, had the child been vaccinated?
The child was vaccinated with one dose, and that would be appropriate for what the child's age was. And so, you know, the first dose is recommended for children between the ages of 12 and 15 months, and then that second dose is recommended after age 4. So the recommendation is between ages 4 and 5. And so overall, every child after, you know, the age of 5 should have 2 doses in. So, you know, based on this child's age, you know, they did have their recommended dose that they were supposed to have.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just a good reminder that, you know, vaccine isn't perfect. It doesn't work 100%, but, you know, that's why it's just so important for us to minimize that spread by getting our vaccines. And so hopefully with this one dose of vaccine in this child, the child is less likely to spread it from person to person. So, you know, we may see other children that pop up with because of the exposure, but it is less likely that we'll see, you know, a huge spread because of that child having that one dose at least.
All right. And how long does the child, what's the recovery time from mumps? When will the child be able to return?
After the certain specific symptoms are, the child is no longer exhibiting. So, I want to say it's probably within a week that the child won't have specific symptoms. You know, every symptom in mumps isn't similar to every other case. And so, you know, mumps symptoms usually happen from like 7 to 10 days, and they can experience fever, headache, muscle aches, tiredness, loss of appetite, swelling glands under, you know, the ears and jaws, which are most common, you know, but unfortunately, some people who get mumps don't even have symptoms at all. But usually when the symptoms dissipate, then, you know, the child can return back.
Right. And I can't remember if I had mumps as a kid or not. I don't know.
Yeah. That would be good to know. And it would be also good to know if you have your, you know, if you're up to date on your MMR vaccine, which measles, mumps, rubella, so that mumps would be, you know, located in that vaccine. You know, the best way to protect ourselves against mumps is to get that vaccine. And unfortunately, it doesn't work 100%. I want to say with the first dose, you're kind of in the 70s, high 70s. And with that second dose at the age between the ages 4 and 5, you're at about like 80-some%. So it's very well protected, but not perfect.
All right. And then after that, at what point do you need a booster shot?
You shouldn't need a booster.
Oh.
Yeah, you should just, you know, between the ages of, you know, after 12 to 15 months, and then that second dose between the ages of 4 and 5. And after you have those doses, you shouldn't need any other doses after that. Some kids that are traveling abroad or, you know, going out of country or for whatever reason, their pediatrician may recommend that they get it earlier than 1 year old. But that doesn't count for the required, you know, doses of it. You still need those doses at the 12-month range and then at that 4 or 5 month range.
Okay.
But booster wouldn't be necessary.
What is there anything else that precautions that the daycare has to take following the confirmation of this case?
Yeah, so what the daycare did is they did their due diligence, and they we really worked with them to figure out, you know, where this child was located and what other susceptible, and when I say susceptible, people, that would be adults or children that are not vaccinated with at least one dose of MMR. We figured out all of those individuals, and they would be excluded starting tomorrow if they didn't get that one dose. And I believe everybody did comply, so we wouldn't have any exclusions needed for the daycare. You know, and there's different reasons why parents, you know, don't vaccinate or couldn't vaccinate their children. You know, let's say there's a, you know, 13, 14-month-old that was supposed to get their vaccine, but they had an ear infection, you know, when they went into the doctor. You know, now this just kind of helped, you know, kind of speed up that process of making sure they get their child, you know, properly vaccinated so they can go back to daycare.
Right.
And, you know, this is a very, very common scenario that could happen anywhere in any daycare, in any county, in any state, you know. So it's really just a good reminder for us to make sure that we're properly vaccinating our kiddos, so then if and when the next case pops up, that we, you know, don't have to worry about, you know, children being excluded because they're not properly vaccinated.
How many mumps cases do we see in Fond du Lac County a year?
You know, not a whole, you know, some years we can go without. This year, I believe we have two so far. When you look at the state of Wisconsin, and this would be as of June 10th, so this wouldn't include this current case, there was 7 in Wisconsin.
Oh, so not very many.
Now maybe there's 8, you know, depending on what other counties are dealing with. There could be a couple more, but we have 2 of those. So.
Right. All right. Hey, as long as I have you on the phone, what's the latest with the measles outbreak that we have been concerned about for the last several months?
Yes. So that's never off of our radar. They increase those numbers, you know, every Monday. And so, you know, we're well over 1,000, closer to 1,200 cases in the United States. Again, none of the cases are in Wisconsin yet. I believe none of them have been in Minnesota yet either. I do believe that the majority of the cases are occurring in the state of New York, and most specifically in very specific zip codes within the state. There's huge pockets of people that are not vaccinated. And so with it being as infectious as measles is, if measles finds pockets of people not vaccinated, it can spread extremely quickly. That's why it's so important, again, talking about that same vaccine, MMR. You know, if you have that vaccine, you're going to stop that disease right in its tracks. It's so effective.
I'm curious, have you, since the measles scare came to light, have you noticed more people coming forward to get vaccinated?
We have. You know, I haven't pulled the numbers to see specifically, but we definitely have more folks calling in and asking, you know, about the MMR vaccine and if they can get in. You know, some of them would qualify and be able to get it at the health department, but otherwise we do recommend that if you do have a primary care provider, you go to that primary care provider. A lot of times it is just a phone call and a nurse visit, so it's very easy to get in and get that vaccine. And so it just be a matter of making that phone call.
All right. Very good. Get vaccinated. That's the
message
from all of this.
especially before school. Get vaccinated.
Right. All right. Very good. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Greg.